You're listening to Package Your Genius, a conversation designed to give you clarity on your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn. Welcome back to another episode of Package Your Genius. After my podcasting hiatus, I cannot begin to tell you how incredible it's been to reconnect with those of you who missed the podcast and were just so happy to see me come back with episode 50. So for all of you all who reached out to me and, you know, commented on the last episode where I shared my story about my friend who passed away and offered your encouraging words, I really, really, really appreciate that. I can't even begin to tell you how much. And it's funny because a conversation that I had with someone who listened to episode 50 and was actually, that was their first time ever listening to my podcast, was that episode. They reached out to me and we had a really good conversation about sitting on gifts and sitting on all of the great ideas that you have for yourself. And that sparked me to want to talk about what I want to share today, which is, you know, how are you making excuses and wasting time and not putting yourself out there? What are you waiting for? I wanted to share the story about my book. And actually a kind of a behind the scenes about how it came to be. As I mentioned on the last episode, I've recently released Package Your Genius, 5 Steps to Build Your Most Powerful Personal Brand. It's up on Amazon. It's available both as a paperback and an ebook. But I wanted to share the backstory on how that book even came to be, beyond me getting kind of motivated to finish it after my friend passed away, because it was something that I had been working on while she was alive, and I had kind of hit a wall and gotten stuck and stopped after making a big bit of progress. At the beginning of the year, or the end of last year rather, I was working on a different book. I started working on another book that came to me last summer and was really a culmination of a lot of the, I guess, pieces of advice and wisdom that I've wanted to share with clients who are embarking on the personal branding process. So much less tactical and more, I guess, spiritual and wisdom centered, if you will. So almost kind of seeing the things that they need to know, the mindset work that they need to do to even get in a position to start putting all of the tactics and instructions that I share in place, right, in motion. And so I started a whole different book. And Package Your Genius was not the book that I set out to write at the beginning of this year. I set out to write another book, which I we'll tell you about, I'm sure, at some point when I get it done. But long story short, I started writing the other book, and kind of a few writing sessions into the process, I just got this epiphany, and I realized I was writing the wrong book. This new book that I was working on is New Thought Leadership for Me. It is a new term that I'm going to need to introduce to my audience. It's a new concept that I want to share. It has a framework. It's a whole thing, right? And so it's going to take tremendous energy and time and effort to, number one, crystallize the framework and then package it and share it with people, introduce it to my audience and begin to share it. So I realized that before I can move forward on this whole new framework, it felt wrong for me to not kind of put a period on this season of packaging genius, right? Not to say that I don't want to do the work or I no longer talk about these things, but I feel like I've said almost all there is to say on the topic from a thought leadership standpoint. You know, I teach an academy on these principles. I have this podcast based on these principles. And I just, now I have written the book, but prior to me writing the book, I had not put the steps and the framework down in a written form that people could just take and begin to implement. And I began to think that if I'm moving forward into this new season with this new topic and, you know, sharing these new ideas and really reaching people and touching their hearts in a different way with this new information and these new insights, I'm doing a disservice to the people who may have yet to discover me, discover my work, and they still need, they need this framework of personal branding. And how do I figure out what I'm good at, what I should focus my energy around, what's my biggest opportunity in terms of building both a career and, you know, additional revenue? Like, how do I find what I know that other people need? You know, how do I identify the genius that's good enough to sell, right? How do I do that? And then once I've identified it, how do I package it? How do I validate it and make sure that I'm credible to the world so that when I tell them this is what I do, they'll believe me? And then how do I promote it? And so it's almost like that episode about being a broken record, right? When you are so close to your own expertise and your own ideas, you almost forget that the rest of the world is not sitting there thinking about these things all the time like you are. And so for me, I've been talking about Package Your Genius for the 4 years or so, right? So, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, well, people have heard everything I have to say about it. They know these things already. And some people have heard from me, and some people do know these things, but there's this whole universe of people who has yet to encounter me, who has yet to hear the phrase package your genius, who has yet to, whether they've heard it or not, they've yet to put the ideas into practice. And so if I move on to this new project that I am so excited about, but I have yet to kind of leave instructions behind for the people who are still at the Package Your Genius stage, I've really done a disservice to them. And then furthermore, you know, I got to take it further because that's just where I am at this point in my life. I always think about my mortality. And if I were to pass away suddenly, as, you know, so many people have in the last year or so, if I were to pass away and I haven't written Package Your Genius, like what am I doing? What's really going on, right? So even if I don't want to do it for me, I owe it to the people who need the information because God gave me Package Your Genius, right? So he gave it to me. And so if I don't take it and do something with it to give it to you, then it was almost a waste for him to give it to me, right? So I was thinking about that, like, okay, I've got to get Package Your Genius down because I need to put a period on it. And this is a big idea that I have, and I've spent so much time digging it out and excavating it and building it out that I've said everything, right? I still owe it to the idea to crystallize it in a way so that I can, if I am moving on, I can move on. So that was one piece, right? I realize I'm writing the wrong book, but just know that in 2015, I decided that I wanted to write Package Your Genius, the book, and I didn't. It's 2018 now. I had a major publishing company reach out to me about potentially, you know, bringing me on as an author to publish that book. And at the time, I was really excited about it. It was a publisher that I really respected because they published a lot of my marketing and PR author heroes and heroines. So I thought that that really was validating and exciting. Well, the book offer or book deal did not work out. And so I kind of felt dejected and as if, you know, this idea of Package Your Genius was just something that was too good for me to self-publish. Like I really needed to have a major publishing company take this on because this is like a $1 million concept, right? Or a $1 billion concept. And so I think I got kind of lost in my head for a while because I felt like, well, if I'm not going to get a book deal from a major publishing house, then I don't want to do it. And I even had a conversation with a friend who said, you know, we were talking about books and people who self-publish and how people get book deals and all of these things. And he said, you know, everybody has a book. Everybody's got a book these days. I'm sorry, but if I can't be on the New York Times list, I don't want a book. I don't even want to write a book. Like, what's the point? I don't want to have a book where three people buy it, three copies are in circulation. And that kind of hit me in my ego, I will admit. It hit me in my ego, and it kind of planted this idea that if I couldn't guarantee that my book would become a New York Times bestseller, it wasn't worth writing. I honestly said that to myself, that if I can't write a New York Times bestseller, then it's not worth me putting out there. And even repeating that on this podcast, I'm ashamed to admit that because it's antithetical to what I preach here. The whole concept of Package Your Genius is about not waiting for someone to validate you, right? It's about choosing yourself. It's about empowering yourself because you have ideas, you have genius that the world needs. And we have the tools now to walk past the gatekeepers and do things for ourselves. So ultimately, it's hypocritical for me to say that I have all of the ideas for a book on how to package your genius, how to empower yourself and get the word out about yourself and let people know who you are. It's hypocritical for me to have that, but to say if someone doesn't choose me, if a major publishing house does not deem me worthy of, you know, mainstream publication, then I'm not going to write this book. And so I had to call myself on that. And furthermore, I think the other piece of it was at the time when I started to get tugged and called by this new content, and I'm looking at my old idea, right? And I'm saying, I haven't even done right by you, but I'm about to move forward into something else. And I know that this is important information that could help people. I wanted to make sure that I got this content out, this book out at a season, in a season where it's still relevant, where people still need it. I think that, you know, the idea of personal branding and understanding your strengths and creating a pathway for yourself based on your track record and your areas of, you know, passion and energy. 5 years ago, for a lot of the people and audiences that I stood before, that was a new concept. And I think now people understand it a lot more. And we have so many people building businesses online. You know, people's businesses are built just on Instagram, right? People are making hundreds of thousands of dollars just from their online presence. But there are still people who need to go back to the beginning and figure out what they have to offer and how they can package that. And so for the person who's already making their millions, they've written their books, they, you know, have all the social media followers, they are completely independent and free and they figured it out, my book is likely not for you. But I also had to reconcile myself with there's a whole audience of people who are not there yet. And I still owe them this message. And again, who am I to tell you, you don't have to wait for permission to go after what you want to do when I'm sitting up here waiting for permission, essentially, because I know what it takes to publish a book. The experience of helping my son, and I just, in this moment, like I just had, I got a chill, like a spiritual chill. The experience of seeing my son write a story and me encouraging him and telling him that it was so good. And if he worked on it and added some more to it and finished it, I would help him turn it into a book. I had not done that, right? So I knew kind of, yes, I can help him do this, But the whole process, start to finish, I knew I could figure it out. And I really feel like that experience was meant for me. It was sent to me to show me, number one, you know, you can do this for him. You can do this for you. And if he's out here doing this, you know, believing in his dreams and not waiting for permission and writing his story and sharing his voice, you know, and this is what you encourage people to do, and you have a story that you're not sharing, like, that's crazy. And so helping my son Connor, for those of you who don't know, my 9-year-old, almost 10-year-old son Connor has a children's book series that he wrote. He started it over the Christmas holidays this past year. And so he wrote the first book, Zombie Tag, and I kind of researched how to pull it together and publish it, you know, get the cover designed and all of that. And I published it for him in January of this year. And since then, he's written 2 more books. So it's a series called Tag You're It. And helping him package the first book in his series was the spark that made me get off my, you know, mental butt and write my book and get it out there. But, you know, being haunted by this idea that if I have not been endorsed by a certain organization or a certain person, quote unquote, by now in my career or at this point, you know, or, you know, a person of my stature, you know, who's been doing this work for this amount of time, like, I should have a book deal, or I should have, you know, a television show, or I should have whatever. I had to really let go of that and really examine the hubris and the ego that's really wrapped up in that way of thinking that, you know, I'm not going to do it unless it's at this level. Like, who am I to say where it needs to be? Who am I to say where it's going? I don't know where this might end up. Yes, I self-published my book, but you just never know. It could get discovered and picked up by a major publisher later. And that's not necessarily what I want to happen. But I think that so many of us get caught up in waiting until our platform is at a certain level, or our skills are at a certain level, or, you know, we're a certain age, or we've gotten a certain amount of degrees or a certain type of degree, to think that we're good enough and our ideas are worthy enough to share. So it's like, so if you want to be on TV and, you know, you're not co-hosting the Today Show, does that mean that you don't have anything to say and that you shouldn't try to, you know, start sharing your ideas on Facebook Live? I mean, you want to write a book like I did, but if it's not going to be a New York Times bestseller, it's not worth writing. It's like, don't despise the small beginnings. Like, you should start where you are. Like, talk to who is there, you know, speak to who is listening, write to who is willing to read your words. And I think it's terribly disrespectful to the people who are in the room for you to always be kind of looking over their heads, looking for that bigger audience. What about the people who are there? I have some amazing people in my community who I know stand for me and who, you know, love everything I do and support me and, you know, are involved with me online, but also attend events when I put them on, have, you know, my branding box, got the book as soon as it came out, respond to me when I send out an email newsletter, and I know I don't send them often enough. And so it's almost disrespectful to them for me to say, well, I'm not going to write Package Your Genius until Random House calls me, right? So what about these people in the room who are ready for it, who need it? I think it's both disrespectful to the audience, but it's also disrespectful to God, right? So whoever you believe in, your creator, your maker, your God, you know, your God gave you your message, your gift, your divine and inspired thoughts and ideas. And so whatever is to happen with those ideas is really not our concern. I think our job is to make something of what we're given. And so I was given the message and the framework for how to package your genius, how to take what you know and create, you know, your own pathway, which is so ironic, right? The whole idea of packaging one's genius is to make your own way because you can, right? So I lay out how to do that, and yet I'm unwilling to put that in a package for most of the world to consume because, you know, this major publishing book deal didn't happen the way that I wanted to. And so I wanted to share that personal experience and journey for you because I'm not immune to some of these thoughts, even though I'm in the trenches fighting against them. And so I can imagine for people who were just kind of, you know, living life and not really thinking about things like this, it's much easier to let a thought like or a comment like my friend's comment of, well, everybody has a book and I'm not going to write a book unless it's going to be a New York Times bestseller. It's so easy to let those thoughts get into your consciousness and really define how you move through the world. Whether that is you deciding that, you know, even though you have your full-time job, you have expertise to share. And, you know, you don't know who might be willing to come to a workshop that you are hosting or come sit in on a webinar that you are delivering, but you have these ideas and you want to get them out. You owe it to yourself and to the people whose lives could be changed and to your maker who gave you your message to do your best and start where you are. I talk to people who have, you know, jobs, but they want to consult, but they're like waiting because, you know, they feel like they don't have, I guess, the authority to step out there and start talking. It's like so many of us don't want to be embarrassed, or we don't want people to tell us, you know, who do you think you are to come out here and talk? Like, you don't have to be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company to be able to give business advice, right? You don't have to know all of the answers to share the answers that you have. And I'm going to say that again. You don't have to know all of the answers to share the answers that you have. Where you are right now and what you know right now has the power to impact people right now in the format that you can share it right now. So maybe, you know, your goal is, like my goal is I think any author's goal would be to be a New York Times bestselling author. But because I'm, you know, not going to step out of the gate with this book and do it, and who knows, maybe I will. But I'm saying, like, just because I'm not stepping out of the gate with that possibility literally on the horizon doesn't mean I shouldn't step out of the gate at all. And so I wanted to encourage you, if you're struggling with that, you know, not wanting to come out until everything is perfect, not wanting to step on stage until 10,000 people are in the room, not wanting to, you know, publish your podcast until you have 50,000 subscribers to something that doesn't exist, right? Not wanting to write your book until you know you're going to become a bestseller or hit one of these bestseller lists. Like, stop it. We are not promised tomorrow. And if we have gifts and a message and a solution to share today, we got to get busy sharing it. And we cannot worry about the outcome. We just have to do our part. I hope that that connected with you. If you know someone who needs to hear that, please share it with them. I'd be ever grateful to you. Package Your Genius, the book, is on the Amazon bookshelves right now. If you go to Amazon, you can search for it and get it in either paperback or ebook form. Again, it's Package Your Genius, 5 Steps to Build Your Most Powerful Personal Brand. It's really the crystallization of, oh my gosh, my PR career, really. And it's everything I would want to know if I were in the position to start consulting, if I wanted to leave my full-time role or even stay in my full-time role and start kind of carving out my own business that's centered around my expertise. If I were a coach or a consultant or author and I needed to figure out how to connect with people who might need my message and how do I promote that to the world? This is the book for you. It is meant to show you how to become more visible and make your ideas more visible in the digital age, because I'm so passionate about high achievers who a lot of times are overthinking it and getting in their own way. It's a step-by-step framework that is pretty straightforward to follow. So if you just answer the questions and kind of do the exercises, you will see your visibility increase. So if you're a high achiever who knows you need to get your message out there, you need to package what you know for other people to experience so that they can, you know, enjoy the fruits of your knowledge and solve the problems that you have to solve, you know, the solutions that you have to share with them. This book will change your life. I stand behind it 100%. Package Your Genius. It's available on Amazon. Check it out. Again, applications for Package Your Genius Academy are open. You can go to packageyourgeniusacademy.com to fill in your application to potentially join our next cohort. As always, thank you for lending me your ear and your heart to share what's on my heart and just to spend this time with you. I don't take you for granted. I'm so grateful to have you in my community. Until next time, be great. Thank you to DJ Connor B on SoundCloud, aka my son Connor Benjamin Littlejohn, for our intro and outro music. The name of the song is Essentialism, and you can find it on Connor's SoundCloud at DJ Connor B.